Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Revenue Ruling 2160. This ruling comes from 2001, and it answers a question that comes up in a lot of cost segregation studies. When does land preparation become depreciable, and when does it stay non-depreciable? This might sound narrow at first, but it connects to a much bigger issue, and once you understand the test this ruling established, you will see how it applies to properties of all kinds. Here is the situation that gave rise to this ruling. A golf course was the example. Golf courses have greens. Some greens are built using a modern construction method where layers of sand, gravel, and drainage pipes are installed underneath the turf. Those subsurface drainage systems are real infrastructure. They cost real money. And when the green is eventually rebuilt, all of that subsurface material is torn out and replaced. The IRS and taxpayers had to answer this question. Is the cost of preparing the land under a modern golf green a depreciable cost, or is it just land preparation that gets lumped in with the land, which is never depreciated? Revenue Ruling 2160 said this: if the land preparation is so closely tied to a depreciable structure that it will be retired at the same time as that structure, then the land prep is depreciable too. The ruling called this the contemporaneous retirement test. Here is how that works in plain terms. The modern golf green with its subsurface drainage is a system. The drainage layers are tied to the green itself. When the green gets rebuilt, the drainage goes too. They are retired together. So the cost of that drainage preparation is part of a depreciable asset, not part of the bare land. But the older style of green, sometimes called a push-up green, is different. A push-up green is just shaped soil. There is no subsurface drainage infrastructure tied to it. The soil preparation is general land shaping. It will not be retired in the same way a structure is. So that preparation cost stays with the land and is not depreciable. Now let us talk about why this matters to a cost segregation study on your property, which probably is not a golf course. The principle travels far beyond golf. Site preparation costs come up in almost every construction and renovation project, grading work, drainage work, utility trenching, underground connections to site lading or equipment pads. In each case, we ask the same question this ruling asks. Is this ground preparation so tied to a depreciable structure that it will be retired when that structure is retired? If yes, it is depreciable. If no, it stays with the land. This distinction can mean real money. Land is never depreciated, zero deduction, ever, on bare land cost. But a site improvement tied to a depreciable structure can be classified as a 15-year land improvement, which gets written off much faster. And under bonus depreciation rules, 15-year property has been eligible for large first-year deductions. Revenue Ruling 2160 also officially modified and superseded an older ruling from 1955 that had taken a narrower view. So this is the current controlling authority on the contemporaneous retirement test. For the engineers who do your study, this ruling is a practical guide. When we look at your property and find site preparation costs, we apply this test. We look at what those costs are tied to. We ask whether they will be retired along with a specific depreciable asset or structure. If the answer is yes, we classify them as depreciable. If the answer is no, they stay with the land. The result is a study that correctly pulls depreciable site costs out of the non-depreciable land bucket and puts them where they belong, in a class with a real recovery period and a real deduction. That is the work this ruling does. It is a quiet but important part of the legal foundation under your study. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. For more on how site preparation costs are handled in your report, see the authority library included with your study.